Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's who we
are. Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, everyone? As we're talking to you, Tiny Tempest playing.
Yeah.
And I saw a recent tweet that someone said last week, what has happened to Labyrinth? Do you remember Labyrinth? He
Come
used
in.
To do songs with Labyrinth. Tiny Tempo. I mean,
he was... he has been the vocalist. No, I'm wrong.
No, go on.
I was going to say he's been the vocalist of the opening of Sky Sports twice, but he hasn't. He's been once because the other one was Tiny Tempo.
What was the song?
Oh, Written in the Stars.
Was Tiny Tempo.
No, he has. He has.
Emily Sandé.
No. It was the one...
Last season was Labyrinth.
Last season was Labyrinth, and it was the one where he goes,
Is that last month?
No, it was. So go to Sky Sports That's Premier League goes. Opening titles yeah. 2019.
Labyrinth Sky Sports. That's what I'm going. I'm okay. going road guys.
Here yeah, that'll do. It'll do. That'll do. Okay.
Yeah. So this
higher.
Is
go higher. Oh yeah, you got two here.
Top one.
Top one.
Yeah. So that's Labyrinth.
That's 2015.
Yeah.
Oh man, he played for Southampton.
Never see how far
Let's just
we
watch
come.
This.
I don't remember this song.
It's the year Leicester won the Premier League. It was 2015-16.
Let's go.
Higher.
I think it's Labyrinth and Sigma.
That's a class opening credits where their flags are on there attached to
yeah.
them. That's cool.
Higher.
Eden Hazard. Higher. Such a shame he's crap now.
Yeah, he's overweight, they're saying. He keeps turning up at training.
Why did you X out of it?
Oh, yeah.
Why did you X out of it?
And then Sky Sports Premier League opening titles 2019.
Do you want me to look at that?
Yes.
That's this. Well, it was the point of why I was doing this.
Hey, guys, thank you for choosing this podcast.
If you go Labyrinth.
I don't know. Just Sky Sports opening titles
Labyrinth,
Premier League 2019.
Sky Sports.
Okay, top one.
Something's got
to
give.
One.
Here we
yeah.
go. Oh, and I'm working home.
I love this one. It's a little bit different.
I prefer the other one.
You're making a lot of money.
The Frank Lampard bit is great.
It is Marcus Rashford. Salah, I was at that game.
Oh, Jurgen Klopp with his arms wide open. I'd like to hug him.
The Hornets.
Troy Deeney.
Callum Wilson. Bit of Wolves. Palace. Oh, Jack Grealish. Hello, Frank Lampard.
Frank Lampard looks like a sound guy.
Oh, don't get me started on Pickford. Hey, Pickford.
Pickford, he loves a tackle.
What I love about don't exit. What I love about Sky is their production values are amazing.
That wasn't that great,
but it was graphically it was great.
Graphically it was good.
However,
now
play this. Now play this year's.
2020. He really wants to exit.
Don't exit. Sky Sports Premier League opening titles 2020.
Sky Sports.
Sky Spotties.
Spotties.
Sky Sports.
Sky Sports 2020. Are we ready, guys?
No, I know, because... do you know what? Fair play to you, because it's come up top again. It's that one, yeah.
Oh,
fair play to
I
you.
Love this song.
What's this one?
There's Aubameyang.
Oh, yeah, I keep doing
Jose
the...
Jose Mourinho.
Anfield.
Got me there. I'll never let you go.
You wouldn't really put this to a football no, kind of opening sequence.
No, I would never let you go. Higher, so, higher.
They sort of don't quit it.
Close
because
your
the
eyes.
End bit is great.
I was gonna say close your eyes. I have a great Sky Sports.
Yeah. The pride of the Premier League.
That's very good.
That's class.
Okay, guys, close your eyes. Playing a game here.
Liverpool are Premier
Guess
League champions.
Guess what, here, guys.
Do go.
Here we're
go.
Live from Anfield on this Sky Sports Super Saturday.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's not even Super Saturday. It's Super Sunday.
No, you have to find this. You have to find the ad, Nathan. I want to watch the ad.
Sorry?
You want to watch the ad.
What were you doing?
A lot of people want stuff from me. Bear
yeah,
with me.
That'll make the difference. Put the space in between Sky Sports.
Don't you worry, guys. I have it. Here we go. That's the same
this
one.
It's the same one.
Ah, guys.
What are you doing?
Try my best here.
What are you trying to find?
Ronan Keating.
Loving each day as if this.
I can't even remember what that one was.
My favorite one is Michael. Elton John. Oh yes.
Come on.
It's not the opening titles. It's just the song.
It's the opening titles. What a lovely song to kick off a breakfast show. Yeah. Hey, good morning. How are you getting on?
Now, this is a TV show on a Saturday morning.
Okay. So,
what's coming up on the show? Three, two, I'm floor manager. Three, go.
Well, good morning to you. Hope you're well. We have a fantastic show in store this morning. Ainsley Harriet is going to be on. He's going to be cooking.
Hey, hello,
Ainsley.
Hello,
How are you in the kitchen? What's on the menu?
We got some custard tarts and we got some lemon drizzle
pie. You're a bit of a tart, aren't you?
Oh, behave.
Oh, come on.
Why, hello, Jill.
Hello, Jill.
Well, then we're going to be chatting to Vin Diesel, who has another Fast and Furious. Ainsley, keep it down. Come on now.
Behave.
I'm behaving. You just behave. Gino DeCampo is going to be in and releasing a brand new book.
Oh, I thought I was the only chef on here this morning.
But Gino's also an author and a... Ainsley.
Behave. What else is coming up on the show?
Why can't we get our own TV show? If you're listening to
this... Have we tried?
I've tried.
Yeah, we have actually.
I've tried. I did a pilot called Bounce.
I did a pilot. Didn't get picked.
Ah, but man, good pilot.
Wait.
Did you ever see Graham's pilot?
I don't think I have.
Oh.
But
I've
seen the Gotta Get It Wrong live show.
Damn, that's good.
And it was great.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's some good shit.
I'd love to see what it would be like with a real studio audience.
Will you put Sky Sports Elton John? Because my favourite one.
Of course I will.
Because Mike Lone's in it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Elton John did one.
I can do that for you, don't you worry.
Are you ready for love? No, but I want to see the video.
What?
Can you show me the
Sky
video?
Sports intro.
The actual video.
Go back.
Wait, do you remember this song?
No, I hate this song.
No, you don't.
This was my mother's ringtone for about 10 years.
Swappy.
Oh, I just go off all the
Mary
time.
Mary O'Toole.
Oh,
dancing in the moonlight.
This is real Christmas Eve. Having fun. Eggnog.
I don't want to be a party pooper, but do we know how we're getting into the last call then?
Not really, to be honest.
Yes, okay. We don't. Here we go.
We get it almost every night.
Yeah. This is 4 in the morning.
You'd know we'd three songs to talk to record it.
Right.
It's a very road trip kind of song.
Here's a football joke.
Jeez, now we gotta go.
Here's a football joke. Is Carlos Puyol the lead singer of Top Loader?
Ah, yes. On the show, we talk about Robin stuff, giant rats, my tree's gone, Little Mix, safely ejecting USBs. Here we go.
Dublin.
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin 103.8 Fully Charged. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7.03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Jeez, Graham, do you remember in the past, it seems like decades ago, when I was allowed to do the five-word weather, and I would say things like mild, like a chicken korma.
Well, do you want to do one right now?
Mild, like a chicken korma.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yesterday, it was a nice day until something horrendous happened to me.
Yeah, you don't look good over there.
I lost something very special in my life yesterday. And when I initially found out, I was filled with visceral anger.
Oh my God.
I suppose this is just the stages of grief because this morning I just woken up really sad. And I'm going to go through it. I had it on my Instagram story yesterday where I was angry. Now I'm just sad, but you can compare the two emotions as to how I've recovered over the last 12 hours.
Is there anything I can do?
I actually don't think there is.
Oh.
I'm really sorry. I'll go through it in just a few.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I don't know if we should be getting the show with just such a negative attitude in here.
It's not negative. It's more downtrodden.
I don't like to see you like this.
So, not many positives out of lockdown at all, but one of them for me was during the first lockdown, obviously a lot of people were doing a lot more walking around their local area because we couldn't leave more than 5 kilometres. And it meant I got to discover where I live. And I found a local park near me and I used to walk up and I found this route which I passed by this beautiful tree. And every time I passed by it, I was filled with so much happiness.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but it was just, it was because it wasn't a tree on either side of the road. It was different because it was a tree right in the middle of a road in the middle of an estate. And it was an old tree. And it was like the houses were built around nature. So the tree was there first and they weren't going to knock down that tree. They said, we'll build the houses around.
And the tree was by itself.
By itself.
Standing idly.
A curb was built around the tree as well to protect the tree. And how it was positioned, it was at the end of a road, so you turn right and you turn left. But just before you turn right and turn left, the tree split the road.
Ah.
So you'd go to the left of the tree to go left, and you'd go to the right of the tree to go right.
It served a purpose.
And every time I go for a walk, I'd look at the tree. Sometimes I'd upload a picture on my Instagram. A few months ago, I took a picture. I said, my favourite tree and I.
Oh, was it lovely?
It was beautiful.
It was at night time, was it?
It was at night time. The moon was shining down. And then recently, the leaves have fallen off. And I said, my favourite tree ain't looking too good these days. But I know that in the springtime, it will look good again.
Yes.
Well, yesterday, I was driving home. And because I know where the tree is, sometimes I'll drive by the tree because it makes me feel happy. And I had to pull over because something had happened to my tree. I put it on Instagram and this is what happened.
Sorry, I'm just parked outside someone's driveway and I had to pull over to tell it. As if 2020 couldn't get any worse. Look what happened. They chopped down my favourite tree!
Oh. Why does it stop there? Were you swearing at the end there? Did you swear?
My favourite tree is gone. Now, and they cut it right to the
bottom. I was going
to
say, when you say it's gone. They
The curb that they built around the tree is all that's left. They cut it right down
to
the bottom.
Why did they do that? Was it a health hazard?
No idea.
Was the tree...
I have
You said the tree
no
was
idea.
Looking sickly.
No, it was looking... When I say it was looking sickly, I meant it was looking sickly because it had no leaves on it.
Was
and it's beautiful.
Standing
it was
erect,
standing up.
Or
was
it kind of moving left or right?
It was erect. It was perfect. There was nothing wrong with this tree. I don't know who around my local area petitioned to get this tree down. But I tell you, when I find out, there will be trouble.
Oh, are you a man on a mission?
That's
like
all
Liam
I'm saying.
Neeson taking...
That's all I'm saying.
Take the tree back.
Now I've come to accept it. I woke up very sad.
You don't seem like you've accepted it.
I've accepted
definitely
it
don't.
And I'm going to do something about it when I find out.
I don't know if you should be threatening on the radio.
That's not threatening. That's
just getting
a job done.
I don't know why when you said that you put on some black gloves.
Something will be done about this when I find out who chopped down my favourite tree. And they'll be sorry.
Do you want to put the number out if anyone knows?
Well, I haven't given the location for the tree, so... If you've seen a tree recently, that's been nice.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Poor Graham this morning is very downtrodden. Yeah. Just explain why.
I have a favourite tree in my local area. It was like a tree in the middle of the road where they built a curb around it and loads of houses around it, and it split the road and I loved looking at it.
It sounded like you had a sort of romantic relationship with this tree.
At night time I'd go up and I'd start rubbing against it.
Well, you didn't even give the location or anything about it.
The tree wasn't cut down. I went yesterday, it drove past it, and I pulled over in shock. The tree was cut down. And I didn't say where it was because I said I will find out who did it.
Given off threats on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you Erin got in touch and says, I know the tree you're talking about on the rise.
Yeah, it's on the rise.
I am gutted. Apparently it was diseased. I'm from around there and we weren't even told.
What?
The road looks so bare.
See.
You weren't even told.
I don't live beside the tree. It's about a 10-minute walk from me and I can drive by it on the way home. I couldn't even imagine living by it and it's part of your life and they just come and cut it down. I would have tied myself to the tree.
Why don't you plant some seeds where the tree was?
You won't get... I'll never live to see
them. You will.
You don't understand.
You're a young nipper over there.
It's so sad. Erin, I feel your pain. I got a message last night on Instagram. Another person said, I can't believe I live near there too. People are so upset about this tree. Will we do an outside broadcast from the tree area? Callum, what do you reckon? Can you sort that
it's
out? Callum,
tiny
sort that
area.
Out. It's not. It's such a massive base.
Is there good Wi-Fi there?
Yeah, sure.
Look, I think it's my job to lift people's spirits right now. I can see everyone is down. And Graham, I'm going to turn that frown upside down.
Okay, what you got?
I have a fantastic story of a man called Jonathan Lyons. He lives over in New York, the Big Apple. Loads of trees there. They're gorgeous. And he dresses up as a rat.
All right.
He has a massive rat head. It's brown with long whiskers and a pointy nose. And he goes around the subway and streets dressed up as this rat. And he moves like a rat. He's on his hind legs. He's on his hands. He wears black leather gloves.
You understand what on his hind legs means? We're on our hind legs.
Okay, well.
He's on all fours.
All fours. That's better. You know what I mean. Now, he has a YouTube account. And I've literally spent the morning just looking through all these videos. Now, I want you, because you have the computer opposite you.
I can see your screen.
I want you to see my screen.
All right, I can see him there.
I want you to kind of commentate as to what you are seeing right now, because it's a work of art. Here we go.
Okay. So, oh God. Oh my God.
Isn't
so the rat,
amazing?
He's on all fours. So you know those horse heads that you can get that you put over? That this is the equivalent, but with a rat. He's waiting for the subway train. He's ready to pounce. The door is opened. He's now crawling into
the train.
He's got a massive tail on the train. And people are now staring at him. And he's just there waiting as people come onto the subway. He's moving around.
He jumps on the seat.
He's standing on the seat now as if he is an actual rat. He's there just staring into a man across from him who's on his phone and refuses to look up. That is absolutely disgusting.
I didn't tell you, Graham, that he's also wearing a face mask underneath the rat's head.
Oh, thank God.
So he is practicing social distancing.
Oh, that's the most important thing.
And safety during this pandemic.
So that's called Subway Rat. Did I see something Bridge Rat?
Yeah, he's on a bridge. Do you want to see that?
No, it's fine, but does he just go loads of different places?
He goes loads of different places. He's a performance artist, so he enjoys doing it. Do you know what I'm going to do? I am going to put that video on our Instagram.
Are you?
Official Spin 1038. And when I say I'm going to do it, producer Callum.
What?
No, he's busy working out the outside broadcast from my tree. He's working on that.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Kind of feels like paradise right now, doesn't
it? Absolutely.
Friends in a studio about to do a segment that many don't like. It's the Showbiz Shootout. Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Happy Wednesday.
What is going on?
Nothing much.
Graham, do you want to begin?
Yeah, I'll begin. It was a bad day to be George Clooney's 15th best friend.
What do you mean?
Because in a recent interview, he confirmed a 2013 rumour that he gave each of his 14 best friends $1 million. All right. So he said in a recent interview that this is in fact true. So they just thought, basically, if I get hit by a bus, they're all in the will. So why the F am I waiting to be hit by a bus? I wanted to give the money to them so I could see them enjoy the money.
Oh, that's lovely.
Happened in 2013. He said the only real problem was actually getting his hands on $40 million in cash. He said he went to a location in downtown LA, which he didn't reveal, and carried it away in a rented beat-up van that said florist on the side. And he carried the money in 14 high-end luggage bags. And the next day...
That sounds like a film.
It does, doesn't it? The next day, he invited his friends over and held up a map and pointed all the places I got to go in the world and all the things I've gotten to see because of them, and said, how do I repay people like that? And I said, oh well, how about $1 million? And then gave them a suitcase full of cash.
I'm more surprised who has 14 friends. That's a lot of people.
Now, this is before he had a family and before he got married, so he was single at the time and he was thinking, you know, I have all this money. And he was just after doing Gravity, so he got a massive payday.
Great film.
Said, I slept on their couches when I was broke, they loaned me money when I was broke, they helped me when I needed help over the years, and I thought, you know, without them, I wouldn't have any of this.
Graham, do you want to sleep on my couch?
Absolutely not.
Well, I wouldn't want to sleep on your couch, covered in stains.
You'd be lucky to sleep on my couch.
It stinks. Thank you very much.
Fair enough, it does. I can't argue with that.
I don't want to pick on you this morning. I know you're going through a lot with the tree in your local area.
It was cut down, yeah.
Cut down yesterday.
Well, it was cut down recently. I only saw it. Erin sent in pictures of the tree being cut down and I nearly fell on the ground.
Yeah.
You all sectioned off.
Well, look, I don't want to bring up your goldfish, Brian.
Look, Brian and Nim-Nim. No, it wasn't Nim-Nim. It was Pipple.
Pipple.
I've had many goldfish down the year, but my recent ones were Brian and Pipple.
They've all died.
He died. Jürgen is still living, though.
Yeah, but is he really?
He is.
He's dead to me.
He's flourishing.
I really wish that you lived with Philip Schofield, because when Brian was around and was looking a bit sick...
He was floating upside down for a few weeks.
I think Philip could have saved Brian to life. Have a listen to this.
Okay. I brought a fish back to life once for my girls with a cappuccino whisk. It was in the water and it was a warm day and obviously the oxygen had dropped very low.
Yeah.
And the fish was suddenly floating on the surface and the girls went, oh my God, the fish is dead. So I got the cappuccino whisk and whisked up the water and it was almost like it shook its head and went, what the hell was that? And came back to life.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
A cappuccino whisk.
What's a cappuccino whisk?
I don't really know. I'm thinking just a little, it's a miniature whisk. Do you know what you'd whisk your...
Little coffee, like
scrambled
a...
eggs.
Oh, okay.
Do you know those whisks?
Yeah, I know a whisk.
It's just a miniature one for a cappuccino.
You have a computer in front of you, I don't know why you've just not looked. But it's, you know those like coffee milk frothers?
Yes.
Tiny little round thing on the end and he goes, looks a bit like a nose hair trimmer.
Yes, yes. Can I say something? I recently changed Jürgen's fish food. Well, I didn't change it. I went to the DIY store and they had a different brand. I came back.
You got the fish food from the DIY store?
Yes. I wouldn't trust that. Why are you going there? No wonder the other fishes haven't been alive for a
feeding
while.
Feeding them nails.
Well, anyway, he was floating upside down the last day. And I got really worried. And I actually got really sad. And then I just didn't feed him for
a
couple of days.
Do
and
anything?
Then he was fine. I didn't feed him.
Okay.
I got Philip Schofield's cappuccino whisk. Hey, Phil.
I got the cappuccino whisk.
I thoroughly enjoyed Graham's story this morning with the 14 million, so Graham is the winner.
Interesting. Fair play.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat. Over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it wrong.
This game is very much like the weather. Has absolutely everything in it. You're going to feel every sort of emotion.
All you got to do is get the questions wrong. If you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win €100 and a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Playing this morning is Johnny. Johnny, what are you up to?
Just here in the house, getting breakfast and then ready for milking cows.
Oh, wow, this is what
lovely,
I want to hear.
Lovely,
what's
lovely.
What's it like milking a cow?
Oh, it's grand.
I presume you've got the machines to do it, though. You don't do it by hand anymore.
No, machines, yeah.
How many cows would you have?
We have 109.
Wow.
Yeah.
God. And how many litres of milk now will you milk this morning?
Around about 1,000, I suppose.
And what do you make of almond milk and oat milk?
You can't beat cow's milk.
Cow's That's milk? But when I have it with my Cocoa Pops, Johnny,
stomach.
It kills my stomach.
Does it?
Yeah, very bad.
It's IBS. Johnny, do you know when you're milking a cow, do you know if this milk is going to be super milk or low-fat milk or full-fat milk?
Good question.
Do you have that in your head?
All my milk is super milk, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny's milk.
You provide the secret stuff.
Johnny, you've just won a €50 Just Eat voucher while you're coming on.
Yes,
simple
Johnny.
As that.
Good, that's
simple
good.
As that. But let's get to the game.
Oggy.
Oi.
We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. We move on to the next one.
I'm a big fan of Johnny.
Rosalind's on top at 17. 18 puts you top, Johnny. Best of luck.
Sing a Chad Kroeger song.
Oh, happy Christmas.
What film has the scary scream mask in it?
Santa Claus.
How do you spell doorstop?
P-O-R.
What band was Scary Spice in?
Little Mix.
Who used to be in the Halifax ads?
Tommy Tiernan.
Name a musician that wore a dress out of meat.
Lisa Kudrow.
Who created the TV show Futurama?
Matt LeBlanc.
What colour is the Japanese flag?
Blue.
Name a colour not in the rainbow.
Gold.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Spinach.
What band was Shane Filan in?
Boyzone.
What TV show was Nicky Byrne the host of?
Friends.
What's 66 minus 6?
5.
17 plus... Oh! I tell you, Johnny absolutely loves Friends. Matt LeBlanc, Lisa Kudrow. What would be your favourite episode, Johnny?
You gotta be the quiz, you know, between the guys and the girls.
Oh, I love it. And what happens there? Do the guys end up winning?
The guys end up winning. They get the questions, all the questions right, and then they get to move into the big apartment.
Yeah, that's great. Well, look, Johnny, have to say, you came on this morning. You are a lot of fun. You enjoy wrestling. You wear glasses, and you reminded me of someone.
Oh.
You reminded me of a very, very young Ronan Glynn.
Oh,
my God.
Oh. Ronan Glynn, keeping the country going, huh?
And Johnny, you got 10.
Oh, no.
Oh, who cares? You milk cows and you have a great time.
And your €50 Just Eat voucher, Johnny, that is yours. Thanks very much for coming on, Johnny. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, lads.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
A few minutes ago, I was speaking about Philip Schofield, friend of the show, how he saved a goldfish's life by just getting a cappuccino whisk and stirring up the water. And then we got talking about your goldfishes in the past, Graham. R.I.P. Jürgen and Brian, they both died.
No, no. Jürgen's still alive. Brian and Pitbull died, but Paul got in contact.
Your goldfish probably died because you're overfeeding them. You shouldn't be feeding them that much. Now, there you go. That's one for you.
Paul, actually, sorry.
That's the reason, Graham.
Paul.
Keep killing all your fish.
Are you accusing me of not knowing how to look after my goldfish? I've had Jürgen for nearly 4 years. So don't you dare come on the show and tell me. I'll tell you the honest truth, okay? So he's actually probably listening to the show now as well, and I'm going to call him out on the radio. My new housemate, Justin, he was staying in my house a few years ago, and he was left in charge of the fish. He overfed Brian, and he ended up killing Brian. Now, he lives with me now, and he's never apologised for it.
I'm just worried that you're getting your food from a DIY shop.
Don't worry about it.
I go to a pet store.
Jürgen is flourishing. He's all right.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, you are looking for some tech nerds.
Absolutely. Like the odd time we come on here and looking for tech advice. I've looked this one up online and I've got conflicting reports. So I need to do a bit of a sample of the Fully Charged
listener. Don't you worry. I love technology. I can help you out.
You're the problem. You've no idea. So at this moment in time, I'm editing a documentary at home on my laptop.
Oh.
And it's very important that I don't lose it, or if something happens to my laptop, I have to save it externally as well. So I'm saving it on a hard drive that I have. And the whole thing I'm really afraid of is, you know, if you don't eject the USB properly or the hard drive properly, you know what pops up? Do you want to safely eject the USB?
That's fine, you just X out of that.
See, I'm really worried. I always safely eject. Every single time.
Do you?
I get it. I drag it down to the little trash bin that then changes to eject,
man.
And I wait and it goes safely ejected. However, I'm so afraid because the connection's a little bit loose on it that it's going to fall out and I'll lose all my work.
No, it's absolutely fine. Look, I used to do college assignments. I didn't even know there was a button that said safely eject.
Yeah.
Yank the cable out, yank the USB key out. It's fine. I think it's honestly a conspiracy theory when people say...
That's what I want to know.
When people say, oh, you lose all your work. No, you don't. If it's a good enough USB key, if it's good enough hard drive, you can just yank it out.
So I want to know, because I need to put my mind at ease, because I honestly think about this too much during the day. Has anyone's USB or hard drive or anything like that actually broke, or have they lost files after not safely ejecting? Or as Nathan says, is it all just a conspiracy theory? I need my tech nerds here. Well, I need the tech nerds.
A lot of tech nerds don't listen to the show.
087 711 1038. Text, WhatsApp, WhatsApp voice note. Have you ever lost work, or is your USB ever broken after not ejecting properly? Or is it a conspiracy?
You said that you're editing some sort of documentary. First of all, I just want to ask, what is this documentary? Are you set to leave the show or something? How come I don't have a slice of this pie?
It's not really your wheelhouse.
What are you talking about?
It's a GA documentary.
Oh, I'm busy. But you have
you wouldn't enjoy it.
External hard drive, yeah. And you're asking, can you just like yank the cable out?
There's a lot of important files on this hard drive, and I'm really worried. I always eject the USB/hard drive safely every single time, but the connection's a little bit loose on it, and I'm afraid if it falls out, something's going to happen. And I'll lose all my files, because I'm thinking, why would the computer be so obsessed with constantly telling you to eject it safely if there wasn't something bad going to happen? You're thinking it's a conspiracy theory.
It's a conspiracy theory. I've done a lot of assignments in the past and I didn't even know, Graham, there is a button that says eject safely. Who on earth has the time to drag the USB to the little rubbish bin?
Yeah.
You just yank the cable out. It's fine.
Emma, what are you saying? What should I do?
put the file or the documentary onto iCloud or Google Drive or one of those drive things.
Absolutely. I agree with you here, Emma. And I am saving it three places, on my laptop, on the hard drive and on the cloud. However, I'm not sure if I can save audio sessions on the cloud. There's specific type of files that I'm not too sure. And I know that's getting very technical, and that's the bit I'm worrying about. That's the most important part. Do you know, Emma, if I can?
No, my expertise doesn't extend to audios, I'm afraid.
Right. Is the cloud just on the mobile phone?
Yeah, and on your Mac and stuff.
Yeah, the cloud is in the sky, Nathan.
What?
Emma, thank you so much.
No worries, talk to you later.
So 087-711-1038. Have you ever lost files? Has it been destroyed or is it a conspiracy theory? Jess been in contact. What are you saying?
Graham, I used to have a hard drive and like I would never safely eject it. And one day it broke, but that wasn't actually the reason. I had dropped a bed on it. So I would be more worried about dropping it or dropping things on it than safely ejecting.
My heart skipped a beat there.
Yeah.
It broke. I go, oh my God. But it's because of the bed.
Why don't you buy another USB key? And just do the same thing. So you pull the drive out and the USB key out at the same time.
No, because that would defeat the purpose of having the second one as a backup, because you're destroying both of them.
Look, I'm trying to help you.
087-711-1038. Look, has your files been destroyed for not ejecting safely? That's what I want to know. And if not, perfect. It puts my mind at ease.
I didn't even know there was a cloud on the computer.
Kate, what's going on?
Hi, lads. Yeah, when I was in TY, your fifth year, I was doing a career guidance project of some sort, and I used to just save it to my USB key. But I used to keep yanking out the USB key every day when I was finished with it. Yeah. So it actually did corrupt and I did lose it all.
Oh.
But it was only a tiny little project, so I could do it again pretty promptly. But yeah, for you guys, I'd definitely recommend backing it up a couple of times.
Oh, there we go.
God, that, I've never done that before.
This is what I'm talking about. Bart, what are you saying?
Well, basically, cloud is an object storage, so you can store any type of file without worrying about what it is. So you can go with Google or any other cloud out there. So I would recommend to back things up there. I did lose my project, my college final project.
No.
Due to a corruption.
What was the project on? Was it audio?
No, I was developing an application. So.
Oh. Oh no.
And who corrupted this? Can we do anything about it?
Well, if you have some backups, you have to redo some of the work. So I did. And I had to redo some work, but...
Bart, you're saying that Graham can save this really boring documentary to the cloud and everything should be fine?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
what about yanking cables at the side of the computer? Is that fine?
Well, no, that's not recommended, even for the sake of the cables.
It's conspiracy theory, Bart. Don't believe everything you hear.
I won't.
Bart, thank you so much for that.
Cheers, bye.
See you, Bart.
All right, I'm just going to make sure I'm going to back everything up 10 times.
What a tech-savvy show this
morning. Isn't that interesting? Didn't you learn something this morning? I actually still am probably a little bit more confused. Some people say, yeah, it's fine. And then Kate lost all her work. So
I don't even know what the cloud is. Do I have that on my laptop? I have Microsoft Excel. Where do I get the cloud?
You don't have to worry about the cloud. You don't really do anything to have to need the cloud.
No, I tried to download the game Minesweeper the other night.
Right, okay, yeah, all right.
Didn't have the cloud.
Travel update. Oh, no.
Travel update, yeah, cross over to me. Hello, boys and girls. The traffic's looking interesting.
What happened there? I apologize. I actually pressed the button that I was supposed to press twice.
See, we need the cloud in this studio.
Oh, yeah, I've given out about this. I can't even do my own job. Let's play. Yes, there we go. There we go. This is Picture This Unconditional. We'll tell you how you can win a €250 super value voucher after this in three. You're on Spin.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
It brings me great joy to say this. Look at me, Graham. Look at my face. I'm smiling like a Cheshire cat.
Oh, your wrinkles getting bad around your eyes.
Oh, crow's feet. Hello, I'm the big old crow. I want to tell you that we have thousands of euro to be won right across the week on Spin. It's thanks to Super Value online shopping.
Yeah, last night on the Zoo Crew, Jazz and Laura, they ordered something. All you got to do was tell us what they ordered on supervalue.ie. Fiona, what did they order?
A tin of biscuits.
Tin of biscuits. Oh, I do like biscuits. I like dunking in my cup of tea.
Let me see. Yes, it is!
What's your favourite biscuit, Fiona?
Probably just like the normal chocolate digestives.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. Listen to this. €250 is yours to spend at Super Value. Congratulations.
Fair play to you.
Thanks for listening to
the show.
So
much, bye. Guys. Thanks.
See ya.
Now we gotta pass it though on to Peter Collins because he has a €300 Super Value voucher to win. So Nathan, I'm going to log on.
Yeah, do you mind logging on there?
To supervalue.ie. Nathan, what will I order?
I would like some prawn cocktail, please.
Prawn cocktail. P-R-A
W-N cocktail.
T-A.
Are you typing that in?
L.
Prawn cocktail.
Enter. There we go. So when Peter asks you what we ordered at 12 o'clock today on his show, say prawn cocktail to 087-711-1038. It's as simple as that. And you could be winning a €300 Super Value voucher. It's all thanks to Super Value online shopping. Christmas delivery and collection slots are now open on supervalue.ie.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Free tickets here.
Oh yes, I'm in the mood for this. We're giving away tickets to see Little Mix when they come to Dublin on the 29th of April. We have to address what happened last night with Little Mix.
Yeah, news broke that Jesse Nelson is taking a break from the band.
Oh.
However, they did say that their world tour will continue.
Yeah, so I this hope is Jesse's still happening. Okay.
Fingers crossed, and fingers crossed she'll be back in time for the Dublin gig as well. Gigs. They're doing two nights. First night sold out, and we got a pair of tickets to give away on Thursday, April 29th.
I like how we're doing this. It's called Shout Out to My Exes.
Yes. We're going to tell you a famous person's exes. If you can tell us who the famous person is, you win the tickets. Simple as that. So today, this person's exes include Russell Brand.
Oh.
Travie McCoy.
Who?
And John Mayer. Travie McCoy. Gym class heroes.
Do you remember?
My hands in the cookie jar. Whose exes are they? 087-711-1038. If you can tell us, you could be winning a pair of tickets to see Little Mix in concert Thursday, April 29th.
Someone just sent the message, Katie Price. No, it's not Katie Price.
No,
you're close, though. Close.
Hello, Faye.
Hello.
All right, Faye, good day. Are you from Bray?
I'm not.
Where are you from?
Step aside.
Nice golf course there. Baby.
Beautiful.
Do you play a bit of golf, do you?
No, I don't.
Sorry about that. Right, Faye, we want you to win tickets to Little Mix. Shout out to my exes, Russell Brand, Travie McCoy and John Mayer. Whose exes are they?
Katy Perry.
It is correct. Not Katy Price, someone said.
Yeah, not Katy Price.
Katy Perry. Congratulations. She's obviously with Orlando Bloom now, happily married with their first kid.
I remember I saw a picture of Orlando Bloom. He was completely naked on a paddleboard.
Oh.
I watched it in work on my work computer.
NSFW, that's what they say, isn't it? Not suitable for work, Faye.
The boss walked by. Faye, are you excited for the gig?
I am.
Yeah. Be great to go back to gigs.
Brightened up my day. Thanks so much.
Not at all, Faye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show and enjoy it. Bye.
Thanks, Neil.
Bye.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Okay, let's do it. Come on.
All right.
Put Wikipedia away.
Don't tell me what to do.
This is Nathan Knows Nothing. Every Wednesday I pick a random topic for Nathan to study. I give him the ads and two songs and I ask him three questions. If he gets two out of three right, I'll admit he knows something, but he doesn't know much about anything.
I have to say, I like this morning's topic. It's on jeans and it made me think, did you just think of this topic? Because of course, recently you've been wearing these jeans and you have holes at the crotch.
Basically, yeah.
Have you gotten it fixed yet?
I can't get it fixed until the alterations are open. I can't do it.
Do you know my waist size has increased?
That's all right.
Since last year.
That's absolutely fine.
Big old derriere on me.
It is, yeah.
Get out of my way.
Question number one on jeans. The jeans fever in the USSR started during the World Festival of Youth and Students. But what year was this?
That was the last paragraph on Wikipedia, wasn't it?
A, 1957. B, 1967. Or C, 1977.
1957. Don't you come into my house.
Actually, as I flicked your
with
screen.
With your jeans.
I saw.
And your holes.
I saw you had that.
Yeah.
Just checking your screen now. You have open. Torres scores hat-trick as Spain thrashed Germany 6-0.
Now that is not Fernando Torres.
Ferran Torres plays Manchester City.
That happened last night.
Question number two to win the week. During the late 1800s, the zipper on female jeans was situated where? A, the back. B, the left. Or C, the right.
This is a difficult one. I didn't study it. I don't know why that Beyonce song. To the left, to the left.
Everything I hung in my zippers to the left.
Why is that in my head?
Where was the zipper on a female jean in the late 1800s? Wasn't down the front, that was for the man.
So the left, the right, or the back? Is there anything more awkward when someone tells you your fly is down?
It'd be difficult if it was on your back. You'd have no clue when it was up or down. What are you going for?
I'm going to go with the back.
Should have stuck with your gut.
No!
Yes!
No!
It goes to the final one.
I know you're shouting at your radio. Come on, Nathan, you have this in the bag.
In 1901, Levi Strauss added the back pocket to what version of jean?
Oh, come on.
The 101 model, the 301 model, or the 501 model?
I got it. How do you feel? Does it annoy you? Because yes. I know you actually have to put in a lot of work in the segment. And the fact that I just come on, I get it right, and I walk away.
It's difficult because you got to have questions that the listener is interested in, but also you got to try and make it hard for you.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Uh-oh. Whoa, whoa, what a... Hey, look, I paid my TV license. Get off me.
Did you get your tax bill this week?
Sorry?
Tax bill? Went out this week?
I didn't receive my tax bill.
You gotta pay your tax this week. Mine went out this week.
It's not my job.
We're going to Criminal Corner first. Nathan hasn't paid his tax, so...
Hang on a sec, I will get around to it.
It was supposed to be done like a couple of weeks ago, and now it gets taken out of your account.
Oh, God.
Right, forget about Nathan's tax issues. Sweaty. Got a couple of criminal stories. A policeman in the UK faces a misconduct hearing after the alleged incident occurred at Tesco Extra. This is the alleged incident, all right? The policeman entered the supermarket while in uniform and on duty and selected... That was me, I think. I think it was an email coming through. And selected, right in the middle of my story, a cardboard tray of 12 Krispy Kreme donuts priced
delicious.
At £9.95. He then said he went to the fruit and vegetable area and used the self-service scales to obtain a barcode sticker for carrots worth 7 pence.
That's so clever.
No, it's not. It's illegal.
Oh, I mean, terrible.
We all know where this is going. He then stuck the carrot barcode on the donut tray, scanned it at the self-service checkout, so he's charged 7 pence for the donuts. Papers say his alleged breach of professional standards is so serious that dismissals would be justified. Nathan tried to do this once, but he tried to buy a phone with an onion.
Bought an Apple phone.
What happened?
Look, I love buying onions.
Yeah?
You know, and I just took the onion sticker and put it on my forehead, scanned my forehead.
Now we're moving over to California.
California, what's going on there?
A 25-year-old man stopped to make himself a pizza in the middle of robbing a restaurant, according to Californian police. The man is accused of breaking into Big Slice Pizza and stealing $500, beer, electronics, before driving off in a delivery car. He's currently in custody, but the security footage of the Big Slice Pizza shows him handling a pizza base in the restaurant and allegedly spent 2 hours in the restaurant looking around
making
himself a pizza.
I'd say that pizza tasted delicious.
Hungry work, robbing a restaurant, I'd say.
Well, you can tell us.
Well, this one time I went into a restaurant and... Nah, I didn't do that. No. And what I said about Nathan was a lie as well.
Yeah, I do pay my tax.
We abide by the law.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody!
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.